Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, our guest is Ken Dempsey. We're at NeoCon, and I wanted to talk to Ken about some interesting news that he has. Ken, how you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you could spend a few minutes with us. You actually have some very interesting news. For those people who don't know, Ken is actually the president. He's a corporate vice president at Dixie that's responsible for all the contract business. He's also president of Maslin Contract, and he's also president of what we're going to be talking about during this interview, and that is a new contract business at Dixie called Whitespace.
That's correct.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what Whitespace is.
Well, Whitespace is an online business that is the initial target audience for the business is the specifier, so it's the A&D community. We were looking for ways to grow Dixie's business in the contract market beyond our flagship brand, which is Maslin Contract. And we looked at a variety of options, and then particularly as we really looked at what would be an option that would offer the target customer something new, we looked at a number of things and we arrived at a business model that essentially allows the designer to work directly with us through a website, a web platform with a lot of capabilities. And we essentially just, we give the designer access to all the information they need to create a specification. They don't have to go through anybody. They essentially can, arguably, can create a specification online with no assistance from anyone. Mm-hmm. We do back that up with a staff of experts that are readily available. It should the designer need something that is not, that she can't, he or she can't accomplish on the website.
Well, and probably should make sure everybody understands, we're talking basically that, your products are modular and broadloom carpets.
That's correct.
Okay, and it's going to be separate products that you won't find in the Maslin Contract category.
That's correct, whole new product line.
All right, and it is a Dixie property, and it's a division of Dixie.
That's right.
Okay, and at the beginning of it, you're going to just use some of the senior management at Maslin Contract to get it started.
That's right. It was the idea was conceived within the management team at Maslin. The business plan was put together for Dan Farson and the board, and it was approved, and so we launched it. We're currently managing it, and it'll be that way until it gets of a size that it can support its own management team. So it is a small core group at Maslin that's incubating this new business, and it's really been quite exciting.
And the differences between your, I guess, everybody else's traditional go-to-market method is that it really focuses on the internet. Like
yes.
You said a minute ago, mm-hmm. The designer can go and actually go on to, what is the website?
Whitespace.biz, BZ.
Okay. So they can go to whitespace.biz and they can look at different, carpet designs and products, and then they can tailor what they're looking for. So you really don't have, or you won't have, correct me if I'm wrong, you really won't have a rep force out there, will you?
That's correct. There's not a field sales organization associated with Whitespace. Again, we felt like that there was a segment of the market that was ready to do business that way. Mm-hmm. There's certainly a segment of the market that will not be ready to do business that way.
Right.
And, in the early days now of Whitespace, we're getting validation that, in fact, there are customers who are very excited about Mill who allows them to work this way to create a specification.
Since you have a little bit lower overhead, is it safe to assume that a designer and eventually a facility manager will be able to buy these products at maybe a little bit lower price than what you would find based on weight and everything?
Not necessarily. We do allocate those resources into different things, such as, we still have some a lot of enhancements to the capabilities on the website that we need to do. Mm-hmm. So, over time, perhaps that will be the case.
Yeah.
But this is, at this point, we're not putting anything back in our pocket. We want to continue to make the website have even more and more capabilities than it does today.
So the business model is not really to be able to figure out a way of offering the market a cheaper way of getting product. What it is really offering them a more user-friendly way of serving themselves.
It's much more about empowering the customer to control the process, work at their own pace. And it is certainly the way the business model works. It is a very environmentally friendly model compared to traditional models. Mm-hmm. We don't do mass sampling. We avoid printed materials. A lot of people avoid printed materials. But just the very nature of any business that can operate on the internet is going to leave less of a footprint than a business that doesn't operate, use that platform. So you know, we're in the early stages. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of great response. You know, we have customers who are actively working with us on projects. And we really haven't you know, through this whole process, we really kind of kept waiting for that one issue that was going to pop up that maybe, oh gosh, we didn't think of that. Now this is why this isn't going to work, and we haven't found that yet. And in fact, I think we're way past the point that we'll find that.
Now we're talking right now at NeoCon, and you have, you know, beautiful space on the 10th floor.
That's correct.
At the Mart here. For Maslin contract, White Space won't have a booth here or space
here. Yeah, that's right. We had it's interesting. It's kind of some of the conversations we had around how we promote White Space, how we operate White Space, and really it's such a different. You have to stop every time and say, do these assumptions that I've developed over 25 years of being in the business, do they apply here anymore? And often they don't. And one thing, a virtual company, in theory, really shouldn't be at a trade show, mm-hmm. You know, and not have a physical space at a trade show. We talked about how we might promote or not promote White Space at something like this. And we are an Antron partner mill, mm-hmm. so we did think it was appropriate, and Invista agreed that our products at White Space should be shown in the Invista showroom along with all their other partner mills. So that is that's the only physical presence we have at NeoCon.
Okay. And actually last night I was at the Antron annual awards, and White Space actually won an award for a product that
you
produced.
That's right. Yeah, okay. That was really exciting. Maslin Contract also won actually the gold award in that category. So mm-hmm. we're equally excited about both achievements. And again, a couple of things to a question you asked earlier. A lot of times when people hear internet, they automatically default to certain assumptions. They default to it's a discount model.
Right.
Okay. It isn't. They default to it must be a direct sale model. It isn't. White Space, the transactional side of White Space operates exactly the way it does with any other commercial mill, working with flooring contractors. None of that changes. So those are two assumptions we make sure we try to dispel when explaining the business to anyone.
Well, that was why I asked you that question mm-hmm. initially, because that was the assumption I had made when I first saw mm-hmm. it. But actually, it's a new thinking, and it's extremely innovative. So as far as timing is concerned, you've been around long enough to design products that could win awards with Antron. Mm-hmm. When did you first started working on this, and give us a little background there?
We first started, let's see, I think it was in February of 2007. Was when basically the idea was born, and then we spent several months doing quite a bit of work in the marketplace. We did focus groups. Then we went ahead. We sort of did it in stages. We basically had from Dan and corporate, you know, pretty much a keep moving, you know, but we'll have these sign-offs at various stages, you know, keep the board informed or when necessary ask the board to approve. You know, so we took a couple of baby steps down the way, and again, the idea just seemed to keep getting better and better mm-hmm. Until eventually the board signed off on the whole business plan, and we went live last fall, quietly so, mm-hmm. And we've just been, you know, we're not, particularly in these economic times, we're not, you know, we don't have a budget to saturate the market, so we're counting on positive word of mouth. Mm-hmm. We do marketing really at this point only via the internet, mm-hmm. and it's building. I wouldn't say it's exactly viral yet,
right?
But we are seeing a lot of we're seeing some acceleration of some of the activities that we're looking to see: registrations, sample orders, other activity on the site that we look at as sort of benchmark metrics for how the business is growing.
Well, one last question. We're about to run out of time, but
sure.
I'm just curious, from a product design standpoint, mm-hmm. is there a different look at White Space than you'd find at some of the other Dixie properties, or how are you managing that process?
It's the same target audience,
right?
But within that, we feel like we always felt like we could have a look and feel for our products, our signature products, mm-hmm. that would be different from Maslin Contract, and I think we've achieved that at this point. And, you know, it's a fine line. And, you know, I would even say, I've said to people, I'm not sure a layperson, so to speak, might not pick up on those differences in the look and feel, but our target audience does. And I do think the people that we're intended to be, therefore, see the difference and would see it as just a different offering than what we have at Maslin Contract.
All right. Okay, Ken, I appreciate it.
Okay.
We've been talking to Ken Dempsey, who's president of both Maslin Contract and White Space. And if you're interested in finding out more about White Space, you can go to www.whitespace.bz.
That's correct.
Okay, great. And you can listen to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.